You're listening to the Transform Your Nutrition Podcast with your hosts, Rebecca Heald and Jeff Ash. Our purpose is to help individuals and families transform their relationships with food and develop healthy bodies, minds, and attitudes, all without restriction, guilt, or shame.
Oh, that's better.
That's it. I can hear you now.
You okay?
Yes, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, fine.
How's your day been?
Good.
No, don't worry. I understand. I appreciate you taking the time and I understand. So don't worry.
Oh, do you know what, Rebecca? I just feel so much better around food.
Oh, God.
Since Christmas, I've just been just so switched on. But my clothes, I haven't weighed, but I can feel the difference in my clothes. I really can. But do you know, like my massive bar of chocolates and that? I'm just having like one, like a bunny that big now every night. So it's just my head is just switched. Thank God. Yeah.
I remember when you, when we first started and you were saying, I said to you, how would it feel to have all that chocolate in your fridge and not eat it all at once?
Yeah. But my girls, like last night, I don't really like pizza though anyway. But they had Domino's and they had cookies. And then they was going, oh, just have one. I was like, no, I don't want it. If I want it, I will have it. But I don't want it. But I'm like that with quite a lot of things now. And I don't ever overeat. I don't feel like, oh, stuffed. I just feel so, like, good. Today I was a bit hungry in work. So about 4 o'clock, I went and did myself some Rye Vitas with, like, the cheese spread on it.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't mean I'll have my tea now in a minute, but before I would have been in the biscuits and in anything else that didn't move.
So, yeah. Brilliant. What do you think? I mean, I'm going to ask you some questions anyway.
Yeah.
I'll ask you some questions and it will kind of probably pull out some of the stuff. But I'm so pleased because obviously I haven't spoken to you since Christmas, have I?
Oh, do you know Christmas Day, my turkey was only gone off.
Oh, was it you that told me that or has somebody else told me that?
There was hundreds in Cardiff. Tesco's just had loads of turkeys that were gone off.
I've heard that from somebody else and I didn't know. Yeah, maybe it wasn't you then.
Yeah, I spoke to you, have I?
No, I was going to say. Really? No. So it must have been somebody else then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. So what did you do?
Well, thank God I cooked beef as well. So we had the beef, but Ellie, my youngest, she don't really like red meat. So she had veg potatoes. It's not very nice for your Christmas dinner, is it?
Oh, bless. But was
I
it?
Know.
Did you have a good Christmas though?
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, good. And what, how
you?
Yeah, it was quiet.
Strange one, wasn't it?
And at the end of the day, you know, it's magical for me now because the kids are still so young.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all good. But it was quiet. But if anything, they actually enjoyed not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to play with all their own stuff in their own house.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. Because they always used to moan that we used to have to go somewhere, and they just So they got to just chill out and play with all their toys.
Oh.
So, has it been busy at work?
Yeah, hectic.
Really?
Absolutely hectic. It's this COVID, though. It's just because we've had a couple of carers off now with it, and then you just got to find someone to do the calls, and it's just, or like work yourself. Like, I've got to work Wednesday nights because we haven't got anyone to do it. But it has. It's been really busy.
Yeah, really. I bet. Fingers crossed with the vaccinations. Hopefully things will
stay. I've had mine.
Good.
Yeah. I've seen that. We've all had it in the office.
Good.
All of us have had it now.
Good. Good. Yeah. The other ladies that I work with from Bluebird have been going for theirs as well.
So. Oh, have they?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. It also going well in that respect.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be a better year.
Yeah. Can't be worse. Touch wood.
No, don't say that. I said that. I said that the year before.
Oh no.
Right, are you all right if I just ask you some questions?
Yeah, fine.
A bit already, but I'll just ask you some questions and then.
Yeah, that's fine.
You look really well anyway, so that's good.
Yeah.
So I guess the first question is, what problems were you experiencing before you worked with me?
I had no control over food. I just couldn't stop it. I just ate anything in sight. I had no control when I was full. I just would eat anything, any time of the day, and with no control over it at all, not one bit.
So what made you come and work with me? What made you decide to work with me?
Well, my friend worked with you, and she'd done so well, and she was telling me what she could have. I mean, really, it's just everyday food. Yeah. But eating the right amount and cooking it in the right way. Yeah. And I thought, oh, I've got nothing to lose, have I?
No.
But I just got so much control over my own eating habits now. I never overeat. I never, ever am so full. I just can't move. And I just enjoy my food and enjoy the amount that I want. But whatever I want, I have.
Okay, so had you tried other things before you came to me?
Yes, everything. Okay. I've been on a diet since the time I was 21. And then I was 10 stone 8, I think it was. And really, they shouldn't have let me join because there was no way I was overweight. And then it was just a slippery slope. And then I'll lose a lot of weight. And then the next thing is all gone back on. But this time, because I haven't, it's not a diet, it's a way of living more. Yeah. And I'm just totally in control of it.
So you've touched on it a little bit already, but what would you say are the results that you've really noticed since working with me?
Control. I'm totally in control. I never feel guilty, ever. And the biggest one is my clothes are getting looser. I haven't weighed at the moment because sometimes that can put you off a bit.
Yeah.
So I just like in the feeling of putting my clothes on, I'm not squeezing into them. I just feel really good with myself.
Okay, brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
And I always used to have this guilty feeling. I used to go to bed feeling guilty and I used to wake up feeling guilty. Like, I shouldn't have done that yesterday. And I'm not going to do that today. And then you do it again and then you'd be back on the same wagon. I never feel guilty now at all. And it's a lovely feeling.
Yeah. So how long were you experiencing that feeling?
Years, years and years. While I was on a diet, it was okay. But as soon as I had something I wasn't supposed to have on diets, I'd have that feeling. And I never have it now because whatever I want, I have.
Yeah. And we've finished working together now, haven't we, Tanya?
Yes. Yeah.
Finished before Christmas.
Yeah.
And so, and the results are still lasting.
Well, it's just like it's getting stronger because okay. I have been since we've been back to work. I've made homemade soups every day. So I have that for my dinner and work. I breakfast in the morning, homemade soup. And if I want a cereal bar in between or snack bar, something like that. But I find I'm not having them either. It's just, I'm really having my 3 meals a day. But in the night, I might have a small bar of chocolate where I was eating the huge bar of chocolate before every night.
Yeah. Okay. And is that small bar of chocolate enough? Are you happy with that?
Yeah. Because if it wasn't, I'd have another small bar. But it is enough. It's just the taste.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when we first started working together and, you know, having chocolate in the house was a bit of a no-no, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And well, here, we still got all the loads of chocolates from Christmas. We would never have had that before because I would have just eaten everything in sight. But because I could have a couple of chocolates every night if I wanted, because I can, it's the not feeling guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you say is the best thing about working with me? Or what was the best thing about working with me?
Well, you're just so behind me all the way you were, and I could contact you whenever. That was the big part of it. But just your support, because you're totally supportive. And I did have a few blips along the way, but I was never made to feel guilty for having those blips.
Yeah, good. That's great to hear. So I guess, what are any of the other benefits that you found from working with me?
Well, it's just everything. It's just so convenient. And it's no, like, going to a slimming class every week and in front of loads of people. It's personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all know everybody, every single person's different. And I feel as though it was just all centred around me.
Okay. Yeah.
Which it was. Yeah. Yeah. So that was the biggest benefit, really, because I didn't have to listen to 30 other women and all their problems, their weight problems. It was just me, and it was just concentrating fully on me.
Yeah, excellent. Have there been any other benefits to the other people around you?
Yes, my family. My youngest daughter, she's very picky with her food, and she's very, very slim. She's very slim. And I used to nag, eat this, you've got to have this. And if I realised at the time what I was doing, I was throwing her off food. Yeah. But now I don't nag her ever. And her appetite, she eats healthy meals, she eats regular meals, healthy meals. It's just turned her around, and she doesn't even know she's done it. It's just me stopping nagging her, because I've always been brought up, you've got to have this, you've got to do this. Well, you just proved it. You haven't.
Yeah. Listening to your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's putting your body back in charge.
Yeah. And she'll cook a roast dinner now. And when I come home, it's lovely.
Brilliant.
I would go, and anything on her plate, you've got to eat it all. And I was just to put it off. But now she did eat it all, and I don't say a word. And it's just worked for her, and she didn't even realise.
Brilliant. So I guess my next question is, would you recommend me?
Definitely. Highly recommend you. I really would recommend you, because, and this is the honest truth, I'm 56 now, and since I'm 21, I've been on and off diets. But this isn't a diet. This is a way of living.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. No going back.
Definitely not. I've got your number if I do.
Exactly. Now, I guess anything else to add?
I've thrown all my slimming books away, Weight Watchers, Slimming World, every diet that I've been, and I'm going to do that one day, and I'll get back on that diet. I've thrown them all in the bin.
And how does that feel?
Really good. Because you go through, I used to go through them all, have a bit out of this diet, a bit out of that, all the bits I liked. But now I can have anything I want in moderation, in control, and it's just working.
Yeah. Does it feel like a weight's been lifted off your shoulders?
Yeah. It's like my head was full of thinking about food before, and now I think about food when I got to eat, when it's time to eat. But that's all I used to think about was what I'd be eating my breakfast, thinking, oh, what am I going to have for my dinner? Eat my dinner, what am I going to have for my tea? Going to bed, thinking, oh, what am I going to have in the morning? But I don't, none of that now. I just eat when I want to eat.
Okay. And do you think you enjoy food more because of that?
Much more. Absolutely much more. Because I wouldn't have a meal I wanted. I would have a meal that I could have. But now I'm having food that I want.
Okay. What do you mean by a meal that you could have?
Well, on certain diets, you can have potatoes with meat. But now I have, if I was having a roast dinner, I have everything on the roast dinner. Tons of veg. Not tons of potato, not tons of meat. But what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you, Tanya.
Okay.
I'm so pleased that I've, had such an impact.
Oh, God, yeah, you have. You really have. You don't realise how much you have, I don't think, though.
Well, no, the fact that you're here now and talking to me says a lot. Yeah. So that's good.
Remember when I did have that blip and I was like, I can't stop eating? It was the process.
Yes. I was just going to say, absolutely normal part of the process.
Yeah.
Letting go. I mean, how long would you say that you felt like that for?
About 3 weeks, I would think, altogether.
Yeah.
And then it was just like something clicked in my head, and it was just like, what are you doing this for?
Yeah.
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 It's amazing, isn't it? Sometimes you have to take that kind of, that short period to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think that when they, like I said, when they let go of diet rules, they're going to lose, they're going to feel like that forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But you proved that what was it, 3 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. And I was just binging. But I told you, didn't I? I was eating whatever I could. Yeah. And then I was just like, oh, no.
You'll only do that for so long.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, you proved it. But if you told me that in the beginning, I wouldn't have thought, no, if I started like that, I would have just thought you'd just carry on. Yeah. But let me carry on until I had enough.
Yeah. No, I'm pleased you trust the process because that's what it was all about.
Yeah. Yeah. And it truly works.
Good.
So I'll have to tell you next when I can show you a picture.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep in touch.
Yeah, I will. And if you want to get in touch again, no, it's no problem.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, like you said before, I mean, obviously Lynn had spoken to you about me, so you had a good idea. But
yeah,
it's hard to, like you guys doing this is the best way to kind of, you know, help people to understand how it is that I work and the impact that I can have, I guess.
Yeah.
People are skeptical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you were in the beginning. How is this ever going
to work? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Try it. Try another one.
I had a lady this morning. She was like that.
Say the best one to last. That's what the thing is.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I love it. Save the best one till last.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to use that.
Yeah.
Take a snippet out.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Okay. If you ever want anything out, just give me a message and it's no problem.
Yeah, no pressure, you know. Don't feel that don't feel under any pressure, but sometimes I probably will ask how you're getting on in the future.
Yeah.
I always like to know, you know, whether it's kind of stuck and your mind's completely changed, I imagine.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
And thank you for the Christmas present as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, forgot about that. I did message you tonight, but thank you.
Yeah. Well, I wondered, because I sent them like beginning of December. They took like 3.5 weeks. I didn't think, because you must have got it just before Christmas, I think.
I think it's Christmas Eve or the day before. Might have been the day before that.
Yeah. And I was like, because I remember thinking before, like, yeah, but I'm pleased I wasn't organised as I was. but I know it was only a token. I know it was nothing.
Oh, it's lovely. Much, no, it's really nice.
Good.
Yeah,
good. Lovely. And it was all about, the point was, you know, think about this and think about this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed the journal.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, then. I'll let you go. And
right. Okay, then.
But you're looking really good. It's really nice to hear you and to hear you talking about food more confidently.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really enjoying the food. I'm really enjoying not being a pig and not feeling stuffed and...
Yeah,
going to bed feeling nice and just enjoying everything about it.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for trusting me.
Well, I do, and I'd recommend you to anyone.
Yeah. Oh, good. Make sure you do.
I will.
I've got a couple of calls today, and people are
all
a bit
with you.
Well, it's not cheap, is it? You know.
No.
But
yeah, but you're right. It's not cheap, but if you worked out what I've paid over the years. It worked out a lot cheaper.
Yeah. No, I get that. Exactly.
Yeah.
People that do work with me say exactly the same thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But sometimes people, you know, they're afraid to try something new sometimes. I get that.
Yeah.
So, which is like, you wouldn't have done it if you didn't know Lynn.
No, that's true. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy your dinner. And
I will.
I will drop you a message or something probably in a bit. To see how you get in a few weeks or something. But you know where I am. If you ever do, you know, if you're ever having a sticky moment or you're struggling, just get in touch, you know.
Okay.
You know, I'm more than happy to, you know, give you a quick kind of what's going on and in any way I can. So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No worries.
Take care.
Yeah. And you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.